A flash of lightning lit up the dark night sky and filled the air with a buzz of electricity. A loud, rumbling thunder rattled the truck windows and was followed by a sudden fierce rain that obscured our view of the two-lane road. As we approached a curve in the road, our headlights lit up a pasture. Another flash of lightning and peal of thunder sent a lone black horse into a panic. We saw him flee across the pasture towards the highway and the barbed wire fence that enclosed the pasture. We frantically honked the horn to get him to stop or to go in another direction, but we were too late. In one sickening moment, the horse hit the barbed wire fence, which snapped it from the pole and whiplashed it around the horse. Down he went, thrashing wildly and screaming in pain and terror. Streaks of blood glistened all over his body as the wire cut into his flesh. You slammed on the brakes, and our truck skidded to a stop a few feet from the horse. I jumped out of the truck and ran towards the horse. You called the vet and then grabbed the toolbox and joined me. The horse, realizing that he was trapped, gave up the will to try. He laid there in agony, breathing hard, body trembling, snorting the rain from his nostrils, eyes wide with fear. I approached him carefully, speaking in soothing tones. I kneeled down behind him and gently laid my hand on his neck. He tried to get up, but I gently held him down, talking quietly to him and stroking his neck. Meanwhile, you stood ready with the wire cutters from your toolbox until he surrendered. Quickly but carefully, you began to snip the barbed wire, lifting the pieces from the gashes as gently as possible. Just as you finished, the vet arrived. She handed me a halter, which I carefully put on the horse's head.